The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 24th of June, right here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting live on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. And the news is brought to you at top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning there, Ben.
Good morning.
You had a busy weekend.
Yeah. Worked a lot. It was okay.
Yeah. And then you're heading over to Hawaii here in a while, and all the bases are at the heightened alert.
Yeah.
And you were going to stay on the base.
Yeah, as of right now, you know, we're still staying there, but...
Yeah, it will be. It'll calm down in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Either that or we'll have started, and you won't care.
Yeah.
So, what's the... what special days we have out there?
It's National Pralines Day.
Oh, pralines. Okay.
And there's really not much. Take back the lunch break day. Take back the lunch,
huh? Okay.
They said there's been an increasing trend to take less frequent and shorter lunch breaks.
Oh.
So now they're trying to get you to take longer ones.
Okay. Do you get lunch breaks where you're working?
Yeah.
All right. Besides here.
Well, yeah, because we don't work very long, so we don't need
a work here long enough to get a lunch break. But you have coffee if you want it.
Yep. Okay. Coffee, water.
All right. Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 97, okay, and a low around 66 tonight. The winds have died down. Wednesday, sunny and hot, the 97. It's going to be in the high 90s until Friday, at which point we hit our first triple digits. It says 100 with a low around 71. Now, Saturday is going up. Sunday, 105, and Monday, 104. So it's the summer is starting to arrive, finally. It was, 81 last Friday?
Yeah,
it was some weird, really low amount. So, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got a record of integrity. They've been doing this for close to 30 years. The Kinney family, third generation of the Kinney family is involved in running the company. They're just really good people down there. They keep their word. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Let me tell you about my experience last night or yesterday afternoon. I'm changing over to security companies, you know, doors, all that kind of stuff. You know, they put the little alarms on them. Oh, it's going to be blah, 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 blah. Well, the guy shows up at noon, right on time. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a good start. Guess what time he left?
8 o'clock at night.
No, you were close, though. 7. 7, and he hasn't finished yet. Because he couldn't find the electrical things, the electrical connections to put his system in, and the other system was in there. And so he went everywhere in the house, crawling around on the roof. And I said, you know, we've got a kind of a crawl space under the house. It's bigger than a crawl space. I mean, you can walk around in there. So he goes down there and he finds it. Okay. Then he comes back with these three different plans instead of the one that I agreed to on when I talked to their sales people. I mean, I could have still had that one. No problems. But he said, here's some enhancements. Well, $8,000. No. $3,000. No. Even though, they're good stuff. I mean, don't misunderstand me. Okay. So we ended up being kind of like one-off A and one-off B type things. Okay, we're going to add this and add that. I don't need this. Well, then he starts putting it in. I mean, these are, you know, CO2 detectors, fire detectors, you know, in the pad. The pad of which is like dealing with a launch pad for going to Mars.
So it's not easy.
Well, no, it is easy, but there's just so many things on it.
Okay.
It's like having your phone. Your phone can do a million things, right?
Yeah.
I use it to take photos and call and talk to people. Maybe read my messages. That's it. But this one has the capability of doing a lot of stuff. It's got little, you can load up photos into this thing. So as you're walking by, you see, you know, photos you have, which I just, we don't need that. But, and then it sets real easy. And when the, instead of we're used to a beep, 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 somebody walks in, this one goes, bedroom door opening. Bedroom door opening. It's a voice.
Wow. Can you change it?
Well, that's what we're seeing. He goes, I don't know if we can just make it a, you know, like a sound, because that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
Anyway, after 7 hours, and now we're, you know, we're putting in cameras. And that's going to be another 6 hours. Not because there's that many of them, but it's just having to put them in and put in all the wiring and all that kind of stuff. So I'm getting my money's worth out of this guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, there you go.
There were 7 hours out of my life. In fact, I started getting a little
antsy and like,
well, and I don't know. I think I got a little peckish there toward the end. I said, 6 o'clock. You're still here. You haven't even put anything up. He goes, no, I mean, I'm ready now. And once he, you know, once he started putting them on the doors and everything, it didn't take long.
Yeah.
But now he's going to have to come back. I said, well, good. And come back tomorrow. Oh, no, I can't come back tomorrow. I'm busy.
Well, hopefully he's very thorough.
Well, everything. All the doors are alarmed. Yeah, all the doors are alarmed and all that. So, I mean, it's just like we had last time. The only thing we're getting in extra now is the cameras, which are kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you can
definitely
see into different areas. The guy never gave up. I'm not mentioning the name of the company because I'm not sure I'm going to go. I've still got 72 hours to cancel. And I just break his heart, though, and he seems like a nice guy. So Linda says, no, we can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. But we won't. You know, we won't. The, what else? Okay. The Iranian ceasefire. Well, not so fast. Trump's a little bit upset here that it appears that the ceasefire is not totally a ceasefire. They both shot some rockets, and Trump kind of lost it with them. He says, are you guys idiots? Do you even blank know what you're doing? the big blank. Okay, the one that will have us put right off the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they agreed to it. And as soon as they agreed to the ceasefire, the oil prices in the world dropped dramatically. So now they've and he's heading over for a NATO summit this morning. And he's going to tell them what's going on as far as he knows. And you have to remember that this guy was recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did in Africa, Rwanda. And then Pakistan, who nominated him, got really mad after he dropped the bomb on Tehran. Nuclear facilities. I shouldn't say Tehran. He didn't hit Tehran. He says, I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and drop everything you have on them. So they've turned back, and we'll see. Let's hopefully that this thing will hold. It just makes sense. The attack on our air base in Qatar, when the other side kind of makes a phone call and says, we're going to come after you at this time in this direction, that's not a real attack. That's just saying is that if you want to move your missile defenses over, this is a good spot to put them. I find it interesting because they have to react, but they don't necessarily want to hurt anybody. They just want to react. So, yeah, we shot back at them. So now we can all stop. And that's happened before several times in my life where people were, especially in the Middle East, where, you know, it's a lot of it is for show.
Yep.
So now, the Ayatollah, he's hiding in a bunker. And I'm going to go a little bit over here today. I'm going to bring in my guests a little bit early. It appears. But I think he's going to feel safer. Neither Israel, well, I shouldn't say, I don't know anything Israel's going to do, but I know the United States doesn't want to take him out. Is there time for a regime change there? Yeah, I mean, Iran needs to change and come into at least the 18th century from the 5th century that they're living in right now. At least the 18th, maybe the 19th century if we really push hard. Okay. Let me see. Okay. What is, according to customers, the number one fast food restaurant in the United States? Don't be cheating. Don't be looking it up.
I'm not. I would say McDonald's.
No, not even close.
Burger King.
Not even close.
Wendy's.
I said fast food franchise. It doesn't mean all burger places.
I don't know.
How about Chick-fil-A?
I should have said Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you were going to say that. I knew that was coming next.
So I would have said it probably about number 11 or 12.
No, it's number one.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying in my order of going. I eventually got
going
there.
Out. I have never been to Chick-fil-A. I am probably the only person in Reading that has never gone to Chick-fil-A.
Well, I've never been to the Chick-fil-A out here, but
you got two of them.
But yeah, but in Ohio, before I came out here, we had Chick-fil-A, you know, 15 years ago.
So. Yeah. Was it good, or do you remember?
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, see, I never have, because the one time that I was thinking about it, the line was around the corner.
Well, that's the other reason
and
why.
And then the other time, there was no line, but it was Sunday, and they were closed. I just drove through.
Yeah.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A. I'm going to have to break down and have a Chick-fil-A over there.
I really like their
if I can pry Linda away from In-N-Out. Because that's been a tradition with us. You know, she finishes singing or something. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Let's go to In-N-Out. So I'm going to try the Chick-fil-A. Don't hold me to it.
All right.
What are the things here? Oh, okay. The I hope I can find this. There it is. They are building an alligator Alcatraz. Have you heard about this? In the swamps of Florida, they are going to put a facility with 5,000 beds to hold people that are deporting. And it's in the middle of the swamp. It's at an old airfield. It once was going to become the largest airport in the world. Airfield boasts an 11,000-foot runway, so they can bring in big planes. And National Guard's going to be there, and it's going to be temporary with heavy duty tents and trailers. And the facility would be temporary and secured by Mother Nature's natural borders. There's nothing around it except alligators, you know, if they got out in the water.
Yeah.
Would that hold you back?
No.
Okay. You still try to escape?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, because people live in that conditions, you know. They, I mean, not a lot, but there's some.
Yeah, but you're talking about if you get a boat, that would be one thing. But if you're going to be wading,
I mean, but
through a 500 acres of swamp,
it depends.
They got snakes out there.
It depends, like how bad I really wanted to get out. But that's what I'm saying. You have snakes and spiders and a lot of stuff that could do some damage to you.
True. Okay, let me see what else. Oh, they just signed a bill on the. See if I'm in the right spot here. Nope. Where am I? Where did I lose that? Okay. Let me try this one. It's about they signed a new initiative to be able to put roads back into the wilderness areas, and they're saying it's done for two reasons. It's to open up those areas for firefighters going in, and it's also to open it up for logging in certain areas. Of course, you can imagine the screams of defiance and squealing when they said they were going to do that. But the big thing on it is, is that it's meant to be able to help fight fires in all these wilderness areas because they can't get back into them, and they don't have enough helicopters or planes. That's what they're saying. Of course, the other side is saying that it will destroy the environment. I think it's like anything. If you do it right, and you've got controls on it, that it can help fight fires. As you know, we have a horrible problem with fires out here. Once they start, they'll go for weeks. And there's more to it than that. And we'll get more into it as we learn more about it. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got a new local business here in town, and we're going to talk to her and how she started. And she brought samples. And we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, when we play that song and it comes from Night at the Roxbury, we have a tendency to bob our heads. And sometimes the guests will bob with us. Other times they just stare at us. Pyramid stone cutters, jewelry designers, they have it all. A great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Been around for 30 years. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. And it's the only place Linda shops for jewelry. And she is an expert when it comes to jewelry. So, Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I am here with Tina Polycutt. And you're going, Polycutt. I've heard that name. So how did Tina get here? First of all, y'all know how we support local businesses. Love local businesses. We know how hard it is to start up. We started this station 15 years ago. We know everything, not everything, but we know the hell you go through. Okay. So we try to do is give light or, you know, just some time to new businesses. And one of our producers says, oh, you gotta talk to this woman. And so she came in and brought me, a sample of her wares, a soup. And I said, you just gotta come on. So this is Tina Polycutt from Ladle Full of Love. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Good. Okay, get right in front of that.
Okay.
There you go. Now, tell me about you.
I'm a kick to it.
Yeah, it does. And it's great. Okay. So, who are you? Are you from here?
No, I actually grew up in Pennsylvania. Moved around a lot in my 20s. I ended up in San Diego, and I lived there for quite some time. And my husband and I started having children, realized how difficult it would be to buy a house in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he had some family up in this area, so we moved up here, and we bought a property in Whitmore.
Okay.
Very extreme change from San Diego.
You think?
we bought a property off-grid out in the woods, and it's been lovely.
It's been lovely. Better than San Diego? Different than San Diego.
Just different.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you don't have the traffic and other things. But then you don't have a Major League Baseball team there or a football team either.
Yeah, but lots of nature. Great place to raise kids.
It is a great place to raise kids. So have you always been a cook?
I started really taking an interest in nutrition as a teenager, starting to cook for myself and really learning a lot about food as medicine, really. How to feed myself in a way that was nourishing and healing, and that's been a passion of mine since then.
Well, I agree with you. I think people eat right. It's going to it helps their digestive systems and everything. And they eat healthy, and they're not sticking in tons of cholesterol and what is it? Trans fats and all these things.
You have a lot of control over your health through food, probably more than anything else, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, no, I think that's I've heard that before. So, okay. So you were in San Diego. You moved up here to Whitmore. I've been to Whitmore. I was lost one time and drove through. But no, then I went up. Is that near Oak Run at all?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was just up there the other day. So. So you moved up here, and you didn't really start the business then?
No. I've been here 11 years, I think,
right now. Oh, okay, 11 years then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So when I first moved here, the first thing I dove into was learning how to garden and grow food, because I had never really done that before. And I kind of obsessively made that my thing for the first few years. And it was great having so much fresh food to eat. My kids are able to walk through the garden and pick food and eat fresh food.
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh. I'm here with Lisa Polycutt, the founder and owner of Ladle Full of Love. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back and see how she got into this part of it.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Allen Gord for pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Mastro has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
In January, it's so nice. While slipping on the sliding ice, just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice, sipping chicken soup.
So we're talking about chicken soup in our song here. So, and it's good. That's what I'm having right now. The eggplant. Turmeric, right?
Oh, no, this is a chicken turmeric.
Oh, okay, just the chicken turmeric, but the eggplant one we had. If you like spicy, and it's not incredibly, like it's going to burn you all the way down, but if you want something that's got a little bite to it, this is wonderful, wonderful soup. And I am here with Tina Pollicutt, who is the founder and owner of Ladleful of Love, which is soups. And you've always liked gardening. You really believe you are what you put in yourself and all this. How'd you get into branching out into making food?
Well, as a business, let's see. So we moved here from San Diego, and naturally lots of friends wanted to come up and visit our place, which feels a bit like a retreat with a creek running through it. So I had a lot of people around the first few years we were here. Uh-huh. And my family also tends to graze a bit. We kind of eat through the day at different times. So I found that if I made a big pot of soup early in the day, left it on the stove, people could just sort of come eat when they were hungry, and everyone was happy, and everybody felt good.
Yeah. So the soup and the, yeah. So as they came by, just fill up a bowl and eat and keep going.
Yeah, the pot's always on the stove.
Yeah.
And so then I had some neighbors that caught on to it. I have some really wonderful older neighbors that weren't feeling well, and I started taking them soup. And they asked for soup more and more, and they actually have probably started or ended their day with a bowl of my soup nearly every day for the last 2 years.
Wow.
They're great, great people. So they kind of put it in my ear, like, wow, you really should try to turn this into something. And I thought about it, and like, wow, there really is a void for packaged clean soup.
Mm-hmm.
My family and I went on a cross-country trip.
That's natural, and it's not in a can.
That's right.
That it's stuff that is made with the finest ingredients, most healthy ingredients.
Yes.
And that was kind of what you wanted to start.
Yes, something that's like homemade that you can buy packaged.
Yeah.
So no additives, yeah. Locally sourced ingredients, organic ingredients. That's what my business is all about.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we were talking the other day is all of the ingredients you have is from local areas around here. Is that right? Or
yeah.
At least all you can get from here.
Everything that I can. I try to really work with as many local farmers and ranchers as possible. There's so much amazing food grown in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Ranchers, farmers. And I sell my soup at the farmers markets, so I've made a lot of great connections with farmers there in Shasta County as well as Butte County.
Okay. All right. So what was the thing you said, okay, well, gosh, everybody likes my soup. It's really, you know, it's really healthy for people. So what was it that pushed you into, I think I'm going to start selling this. And where did you start? I mean, was it at farmer's market or what?
So I had this idea in the beginning that I would sell soupscriptions.
Oh, okay.
And we came up with that fun little term.
Subscriptions.
So the idea, I imagined it as this way to bring different spices and flavors and even vegetables into people's diets. So that's where it started. I also had the idea of getting into some stores with these jars of soup. We recycle the jars, so there's no waste.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of grew into a farmer's market business from there.
Okay. I'm chewing up a carrot. It's a local carrot, I can tell. Now you're cooking, because now we're talking about a lot of soup.
Yes.
Okay, so where do you do that?
I am so lucky to have the Whitmore Community Center.
wanted to bring this up. No, she's just not cooking it on a big cast iron pot in her backyard. No.
My husband has always had this dream of me cooking over in a giant cast iron cauldron outside. But environmental health doesn't really like
no,
that
no,
process.
No, Fern, no. Fern would be all over you.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that.
She wouldn't like that.
So, yes, the Whitmore Community Center has a commercial kitchen, and it's really probably what's made my business possible. It's a couple miles from my house. The community center is rented out for events, and other people sometimes come in and use the kitchen, but I get to have that space, store all my freezers there. It's mm-hmm. been really fantastic.
So what kind of facility? Okay, you need obviously refrigeration for all your veggies and all that, and then is it like, gosh, how many gallons of soup do you make?
Maybe
it's not a fair question, but because you're making all different kinds.
Well, in a cook day, we're making about 200 quarts of soup.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
So, yes, I need refrigerators. I need freezers because most of my product now I sell frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're cooking in pots on the stove right
okay.
now.
Okay. The one you brought me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago was in a heavy-duty plastic
yes.
bag, frozen.
Yes.
And then you just take it home. I threw it in the pot. I didn't defrost it. I just threw it in the pot.
Yeah.
And it was great. And that was, it was some kind of chicken.
You had a ginger chicken.
Ginger chicken,
bok choy.
Yeah. Ooh. Do you like bok choy, Ben?
Not really.
Oh, well.
But
you
might
like
it
in the soup.
You might like it in the soup.
You can hide a lot of vegetables in soup.
Boy, yes. Can you?
You can.
Okay, when my wife was in the hospital, she came home and it took her a month easily to try and start recovering. A friend brought over to us chicken soup that was so simple. And it, I mean, probably not as healthy as yours because it was, you know, your base is rotisserie chicken, which is scary. But I would fix that for her 2-3 times a week because it just helped her. And so I'm a firm believer that, you know, there's foods that are good for you, but they can be comfort foods too.
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, I use really clean, local, organic ingredients. Yeah. My soups are bone broth-based. That means that I'm cooking bones for sometimes up to 24, 48 hours before they go into the soup to pull all of the nutrients out of the bones. But, you know, there's something else about soup that's just – there's a feeling with soup, right? There's a comfort that comes with it, and there's a lot of love that goes into this process. We prep everything from scratch, and I really always try to have a positive attitude when I'm in my kitchen because I really believe that the energy that you put into food has power and has healing power.
I believe that. I believe that that food plays such an, I mean, you know, yes, okay, of course, you have to have food or you die. But it's the kind of food and how you eat. And you can, you know, it's, you can get your Chick-fil-A. And we just talked about, I've never had a Chick-fil-A. Not because, well, I don't know why I never have. But you have that, which is kind of like a quickie. As opposed to making soup like this, which is more like a relationship.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Building on that, it's the other reason I love doing farmers markets because now I get to have a relationship with the people that I'm feeding.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of farmers market customers that have become dear friends. You know, we see each other every week. We chat, it's very fulfilling.
Okay. I'm here with Tina Pollycutt and the founder and owner of Ladle Full of Love. We're talking soup. We're talking about homemade soup using just a lot of natural ingredients from right here in our area. And she's starting to, and she's branching out, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor.
Commercial Properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Sweet dreams are made of the end. Welcome back to Thursday. How about Tuesday? I was hoping it would be Thursday. No, the 24th of June, 7:47 in the morning. And if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. You might want to jump on those quick before the feds. They're starting to look at that over at the federal side. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. Okay, I am here with Tina Polycutt, and we're trying to figure out where the name came from, but it's English. And I looked it up, and it was no help at all. She owns, founder and owner of Ladle Full of Love, and it's a soups, homemade soups, that she puts lots of attention and healthy ingredients, locally, you know, grown, cooked by her and, what, one or two assistants?
Yep.
At the
Whitmore
Community, Community Center there that has a commercial kitchen, so she can do that. You started in the, you started with soup subscriptions, and farmers markets.
Yes.
Right? Then it started getting bigger.
Yes. So I've expanded into some stores through the North State. I still have my subscriptions available, which you can sign up for on the website.
Uh-huh.
We arrange local pickup or delivery for the subscriptions.
Uh-huh.
We are currently attending 5 farmers markets per week in the North State. That's Reading Farmers Market on Saturday, Chico Wednesday, Chico Saturday, Mount Shasta Monday Farmers Market, as well as the Weaverville Wednesday Market.
Wow. So you're out there a lot. You're busy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find your get your website here, so we can take a look at that too. Okay. So to the farmers market, and then, but you're in also stores.
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. So, well, here in Reading, when Pie Meets Bread, great business that also started at the farmers markets. They have
my wife and her friends love that place.
Oh, it's a great place.
Yep.
They stock a full shelf of my soup. I've restock every week with new flavors.
Uh-huh.
Country Organics, another great local business.
Mm-hmm.
They have frozen soup in their store. And then, the Duvenvorden Farm Store has my frozen soup. New Earth Market in Chico, which is a very, large, busy health food store. And then Marigold Marketplace in Durham. And I plan on continuing to get my soup into health food stores and specialty markets throughout the North State.
Okay. So how do people so you've got a website.
There's a Ladle of Love in New York. I think that is maybe no longer in business. But.
Okay. So it's a Ladle Full of Love. Got it. That's what I did. That was my mistake. And Yeah. And it's got information on it. The what's the hardest part? Do you know?
The hardest part?
Yeah.
Trying to be in lots of different places at one time. starting a business, there's a lot that you put into it. I feel like soup is all that I think about at this point. But I really love what I'm doing, and I feel like I'm producing something that's doing good in the community, and I just really want to see it flourish and keep feeding people my soup.
Are you still doing cooking classes?
Or
do you kind of like, you know, push that in the back?
It's kind of pushed back a little bit right now.
Uh-huh.
Felt like I was spreading myself a little thin.
Okay. Because that would have been interesting, too. And then see what else do you have here. All your different soups that you're cooking or that you have. And today, this week is, gosh, what is it? I think it said, you've got Buddha bowls?
I do Buddha bowls and spring rolls at the markets this time of year. Because even though soup is great for you when it's hot out, it's actually especially important when it's hot out, remineralizing your body, the electrolytes, there are a lot of people that don't want soup in the summer. So I have some other really healthy offerings at When Pie Meets Bread and then also the farmers markets this time of year.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So the, the one, did I have the creamy toast roasted tomato, basil, and eggplant?
Yes.
I will recommend that to anybody. It will have a little bite, but it's not like you've poured Tabasco sauce on your tongue. But it's tasty. And your other was the chicken turmeric immunity?
Yes.
Immunity. So does this mean I can walk out in traffic?
I'm not sure I would do that. But if you're not feeling well, it should pick you up.
Okay. Because it has all the veggies and everything in it.
Yeah,
it needs
ginger and turmeric and chicken. Mm-hmm. That combo is really healing and helps reduce inflammation. It's a very mild soup, no real overpowering flavors.
But. Yeah, yeah. Do you love this?
I do.
Now that you're in it, sometimes when you get into a business, it's sometimes it can be overwhelming. So, but it sounds like you've got this pretty much under control.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I've had some support from Jedi and the Women's Business Center, too, and I plan to keep working with them to help my business grow. But I really am enjoying what I'm doing.
Do you see where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Do you see yourself a national brand or do you even want to do that?
I don't know about that.
Because what you're fixing is so special. It would be kind of difficult to, for this region, yeah, but.
I don't think I want to go that direction, but yeah. Having a regional product, getting all of my shipping worked out, working on getting a care package set up that can be shipped out overnight or two-day air, and I did a little bit of that this year. So imagine you have a sick relative somewhere else in the country,
uh-huh.
And you're not there to take care of them. Hey, you can order this three-soup package to ship to them overnight and have some good healthy food. So, getting out to all the farmers markets that we can in Northern California, which means building a little bit more of a team for me.
How many people are working right now with Ladle of Love?
I have
Full of Love.
Two people helping me. And,
Okay.
I put my kids to work sometimes, too. They put stickers on bags and help with little tasks.
They can do that.
They can do that.
There you go. Okay. So what else? What else? I mean, from this, it's, you've been gardening your whole life. And then, obviously, you've been cooking. Did cooking play a big part in your life until now?
My adult life, like I said, as a teenager, I really started taking interest, in cooking and food. And when I moved to San Diego, California has such an abundance of incredibly fresh food. If you, have only lived in California, you might not realize that. But even what we find in our grocery stores here, really impressive compared to many other places in this country. So with that, I just really started teaching myself different styles of cooking, played around with different diets, and yes, cooking has always been...
I'm on your website, and I know you're shy, kind of shy, in the sense of talking about yourself. But I love this. My story begins at the wee age of 3. You can remember having soup then.
I do. It's like the only memory that I have before the age of 5. It's the only memory I really have of the first house that we lived in. Well, one of few memories. But my brother and I were in the basement of that house, which was a living room, and there was a bar with some bar stools, and I remember the crock that the soup was in. I remember how I felt. I don't remember what kind of soup that it was.
But it made you feel. It is homemade, and it's done with the best of intentions and with love. There's got to be love in it someplace.
Yeah.
If you love what you're doing, it's there. And then I quickly learned that a big pot of soup prepared early in the day not only fills everyone's bellies, but leaves them with the same feeling we all get from soup made with love. How sweet is that? Mm-hmm. So, well, congratulations on starting your business. It's called Ladleful of Love. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to my website, ladlefulloflove.com, learn more. You can order soup on the website. I post my menu weekly. It's always changing. You can also stop by any of the stores. That list is on my website as well. And grab yourself a bag of soup.
You have gift cards?
I do.
Okay. Got gift cards. Let me know when you get enough time to start having classes.
Yes.
I'd love to attend one of your classes.
Yes. Wonderful.
I took a vegetarian cooking class once. It was interesting. I didn't do it much, but just, you know, the curries. That's what I was looking for, is the curries. Okay. So phone numbers all on your Ladle Full of Love.
Yes.
Soups from the Heart. And it's a cool website too, my friends, when you're doing it. Okay, so what's going on for you the rest of the week?
The rest of the week?
Yeah, I got a minute here.
Oh, well, I'm going to head out from here and go start some of my shopping. And tomorrow we have 2 farmers markets to attend. Thursdays and Fridays I cook. Saturday's big market day, and then next week.
Does everybody scatter out on Saturday? Do you go to a different market each time, or which one do you go to?
So I go to Chico.
Okay.
And then my wonderful sister-in-law, Desiree, handles the Reading Farmers Market.
Okay.
So you can come and see her. We do free samples at the market, so you can come and try 3 different soups every week, get a taste of it. Yeah, I'd love to see you down there.
Yeah. Well, we go down there now and then. But you're going to be in Chico, though.
I will.
Is that a big one?
It's a really big farmer's market.
Okay, bigger than ours.
We rotate back and forth a bit, so sometimes I'm in Reading and Desiree's in Chico. But, yeah, this week I'll be in Chico.
Okay. Tina Pollycutt, Ladle Full of Love. This is great soups. It's local. It's fresh. It's homemade. It's good. So, good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we'll be back.
Call is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump hoping the newly announced ceasefire between Iran and Israel will hold.
First thing this morning, the president expressed deep frustration with both Iran and Israel, accusing them of breaking their ceasefire.
You don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
He used an expletive to emphasize his frustration. But later, the president said the deal was saved. He posted on social media that Israel is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home. Nobody will be hurt, he said, and the ceasefire is in effect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton is giving the president high marks for his handling of the Israel-Iran crisis.
It seems that for the moment that the Ayatollahs are sufficiently cowed in fear of Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, as they should be.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network. The president's heading to a NATO summit in The Hague. The Israel-Iran conflict, the Russia-Ukraine war, and NATO member defense spending, all on the agenda. From Texas all the way up to Maine, the heat is on. The National Weather Service's Dave Rawls.
We get heat waves. Urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement. So the bigger the cities are, the bigger the impact of the people who live in the cities.
But with this heat wave, wherever you are in the city or the country, it is dangerously hot and exceedingly humid. And the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Andrea, the first of the Atlantic hurricane season, is now formed. Consumer confidence measured by the Conference Board fell this month, dropping about 5.5 points from May to a reading of 93. On Wall Street, the Dow, 370 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Cut interest rates. The calls are growing louder.
Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says so far...
A stupid person, frankly, at the Fed.
Another Trump appointee, Christopher Waller, also thinks a rate cut should be considered at the next meeting. Many economists say it is likely tariffs could push inflation higher in the coming months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Dutch authorities investigating possible sabotage against the rail network after a power outage left the country's main airport with limited train service as a two-day NATO summit gets underway. The Justice Minister says that investigators, considering the possibility that a fire in some 30 rail cables may have been intentionally set. News and analysis, townhall.com. Efforts to dismantle the Voice of America continue.
A judge who blocked the Trump administration from taking that action now seeking more information from the government about whether it's complying with his order preserving the broadcast service. In a hearing Monday, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth questioned why the government hadn't informed him of layoff notices that were sent to 600 employees of VOA and the federal agency that oversees it. But a government attorney says the agency has been complying with Lamberth's April 22nd order in, quote, good faith. Jason Walker reporting.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on California's Lake Tahoe during a sudden powerful weekend thunderstorm has been found, and that brings the death toll to 8. Swells more than 8 feet recorded around the time of the accident. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa, a little hot there. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 24th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's here. And it's no big days today.
No.
It's National Soup Day for us.
It definitely is.
Wow. Ladle full of love.
That was very, very good.
It was. And local?
Makes me want to go to the farmer's market and get some.
Get some more. Yeah. Or where pie meets bread.
Yeah.
Where's that? And then there's a couple other of the
organics. Yeah, I'll have to get on their website and look.
Yeah, it's a great website, Ladle full of love. And it's all out here out of Whitmore. Nice lady. Tina Polycott. And let me see. What we got here? Oh, weather. sunny and hot with a high near 97. And it's going to be around that until we get to Friday. And then it's going to hit triple digits at 100. And then triple digits, 103, 104, like that through next Monday. At least that's what the forecasts say. It could be less, or I guess it could be more. And in the evenings down to the low 70s or high 60s. So you get a little respite in the evenings, unlike Phoenix, where Phoenix is, it was up like 112 the other day.
Yeah.
And at night, they get all the way down to like 100, maybe 98.
Yeah.
You don't get away from it there. Yeah. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned business, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It's been in business 28 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like friends. They are really good people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And if it's the last Tuesday of the month, it must be Haven Humane, and I have Annie Ransom here, the Director of Development, because Mark and Jim are out where?
Good morning, Carl. They are helping with our Camp Love a Pet today, so that's our summer youth program where kids pair up with shelter dogs to train them, socialize them, and then promote them to get them adopted.
Well, you all, this thing is crazy successful. I mean, when do you open it up for names for people to apply?
So it's early spring. It's usually February, and you can find all the information on our website under the Camp Love a Pet tab. But, yeah, it's always a line to register.
Do they have to come down?
Yeah, so everybody comes to Haven. The kids don't have to be there, just one of the parents or legal guardians to sign them up. Yeah, but it's definitely one of those where people show up early because it's such a fun program. The kids absolutely love it, and it does such great work for the dogs.
So, in fact, you doubled the number of kids. So you have two kids working with each animal, with each dog. It used to be one-on-one, but now you could double the number of kids because so many wanted to participate in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 16 campers and 8 dogs per camp, and we do a camp in June and then a camp in July. And partnering the kids together has actually been really great because it allows them to work on their teamwork skills. They don't know the camper that they're partnered with. It's completely random, so it also allows them to meet somebody new, which is just really great. So, yeah, the partners have been working out awesome.
What about the dogs?
Oh, the dogs. Well,
how do you select the dogs?
So our behavioralist and then Mark, our CEO, our director of operations, Jim Lewis, they work really closely with the camp coordinator, and they just spend extra time with the dogs, just really putting them in a lot of different situations just to see how they'll react, just to make sure that they're just really, really amazing dogs that are good with kids and just won't get overwhelmed by a big group of people or a big group of dogs. Because at our camp graduation, which is this Saturday, we do get a big group out, and they all have a wonderful graduation. The campers show off what they've taught the dogs over the course of the camp. And then those dogs...
You get a little plasterboard, mortar, what do they call them? Mortar boards that go in their head. When you graduate with a little tassel.
We really probably should get graduation caps, but the kids do make a little customized bandana for their dog.
Oh, okay.
So the dogs are dressed up, and, yeah, it's wonderful. Camp is so great, and it does so much for the kids and the dogs.
Did you save... They were adopted already?
So there's 8 dogs in the June camp, and 3 of them are already adopted.
Okay, 3 of them are already adopted.
But that means that we still have 5 dogs looking for their forever home. And the wonderful thing, I mean, all the dogs at Haven are absolutely fantastic, but these dogs spend 2 weeks working with kids every day during the week. And so they're socialized, they know tricks, they've just had some great extra training that just makes them even more eligible for adoption and a great fit for your family.
Well, as everybody knows, we got Buford from Haven Humane over a year ago now, and we love that dog.
Aww.
And he is the friendliest, most laid back. We should have called him Dude, you know, surfer Dude. Could you see him, Dude? Hey, Dude. Dude. We were talking about that last night, and you know how, I don't even know if I think it's just his nature, the way he is. I mean, we treat him well, But he loves coming up to people. And, I mean, if people are sitting on these park benches, he'll jump right up on the bench with them and say hi. You know, behind him. Not, yeah, I mean, you know, he won't, like, jump in their lap, but he just kind of jumps up and hi.
Laid-back social guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the great things about Haven is we get all sorts of different dogs in, and I always highly recommend listen to the adoption specialists, listen to the volunteers, because these are folks that are working with these dogs every day, and they can find that right match. If you want a laid-back dog like Buford, we can guide you towards a few that would fit that. If you're really active and you want a dog that wants to hike or mountain bike with you, we can guide you that direction. So kind of fun story. One of the camp dogs from last year, Lego, actually now kayaks with his rescue dad regularly, like every single week. So he kayaks, he mountain bikes. So we have the spectrum from Lego to Buford. So please always keep us in mind.
Buford comes in the evenings. I don't know. It would be 6, somewhere around there. And he starts following me around, sitting and staring at me because he knows we're going for a walk, and he's trying to encourage me. And when I stand up, that's it. He heads for the door.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, so he and I go out every evening for our walk, and it's the same walk most of the time. And I know where he's going to stop. He knows where he's going to stop. Sometimes we have Catville out there. There's like 4 cats, but he pretty much leaves them alone.
Oh,
so,
what a good boy.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got his things he does. He travels. He's a road dog. I mean, he gets in the back and just lays down. I have left him in my truck and walked in here. And I said, what am I missing here?
Oh, no.
Oh, I left you for in there because he's so quiet. Okay. I'm here with Annie. Annie Ransom, Director of Development over there at Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Obviously, when we're talking like that, we must have Haven Humane on with us, and we do. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, unreasonable times that it takes you to get in, why don't you give somebody a call that's going to help you? That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to Patrick. Insurance company has lots of lawyers. You need somebody that can fight for you because you've probably had, maybe you've had a life-changing injury to the point where you can't do the same job. You need to be retrained and all that into a new job. Well, Patrick's going to help you with all that. Give him a call. 530-262-2168. Great guy. Speaks the truth. His website is GormanLaw.com. He's in Palo Cedro. And I'm here with Annie Ransom, who's Director of Development out at Haven Humane. Mark is out, and his favorite time of the year is Camp Love a Pet. I knew I'd get it. Okay. Let's talk about some other things you guys got going. Zumba Bash.
Yep, Zumba Bash is creeping up again. It's August 16th, 2025 this year. It's at the Wind River Event Center. You can buy your tickets now at havenhumane.org or in person at Anderson Family Fitness. Anderson Family Fitness is the wonderful organization that arranges Zumba Bash for us, sets up all the instructors, and it is such a fun time.
And this is your chance to see Mark in spandex.
We have not seen that yet. I'm not sure I want to see that. That might scare people away.
Mark in his purple spandex, he hasn't shown that to you?
No, man, you must be on a short list.
And when you tell him this, or he'll listen to
oh,
it.
Oh, probably,
he's probably
yeah.
listening right now. And he can't say anything right now because he's finding his own spandex. All right. Now, though, this is a big thing, and your people from – who are the people from Anderson Family Fitness are the ones that really back this?
Yeah, so Jennifer Lazoya is their sales manager, and she's the one who takes the lead and spearheads the project for the owners. But it's absolutely amazing. So she reaches out to a bunch of different Zumba studios, dance studios, and they arrange an entire show. But the cool thing is the entire audience, every guest participates, so everybody's dancing, everybody's following along. And even people like me that can't dance at all, it's still a great time.
Okay. And it's a good and it's a fundraiser, of course, for Haven Humane.
Yep, absolutely.
And then that next one, the big one though, is the Bark Wine and Brew Gala.
Yes, we are so excited about Bark Wine and Brew. So this is a really important event for Haven because it is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So this year's event is coming up on Saturday, October 4th, so the first Saturday in October. We're super excited. We have about 12 tables left, so please, if you want to join us for this awesome event, please reach out and reserve your table today. You can do that through our website or by calling development. But it's an awesome event, live auction, silent auction, dinner, and the theme this year?
Pirates.
Pirates. And everyone's very excited.
I already have a costume.
Linda
and I have our costumes already.
Perfect.
Swords are hanging up.
Great.
All these things. I don't know why we've got them so early, except our costumer is not going to be in town. So she went through her stuff. So that's going to be now that it always sells out. So are the tickets on sale yet?
Yeah, they are. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So we sell tables, so you can reserve your table online at havenhumane.org. Just hit events and then Bark, Wine, and Brew, and you can pay online or you can pay via check, whatever works best for you. There's also contact information if you have any questions, want to reach out. But yeah, absolutely solid event, but everybody in the community can still support this event. We really need silent auction basket donations or experiences. The silent auction is definitely an area we could use some support from. So if you want to get your business promoted through the event, we always make sure that you're listed in our program and that you have a nice sign with your silent auction donation.
Yeah, and you can it could be a basket full of neat stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You don't have to get too elaborate, but it could be, you know, just nice stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Silent auction stuff. Yep. And then, of course, there's the dessert auction.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I mean, they're always good. But the one that they were doing on, several years ago about, aliens?
I don't think I saw that one.
No. Did you ever see the movie Alien where the monster the little monster comes out of the guy's stomach?
Yeah, terrifying.
That was a cake.
Oh, cool.
No, let me tell you, that cake went for a couple grand because it was a one of a kind that somebody had built. It was spectacular.
That's amazing.
And you looked at it and you're going, whoa.
Yeah, there's some very talented bakers, cake decorators.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Sublime always does a cake and they're obviously very well known for all they do. And we also have just local community members that make amazing cakes as well. So that's a super fun part of the event.
Okay. McConnell Foundation.
Yes, our friends at McConnell.
What did they do?
Yeah, so we're super excited. Earlier this year, we applied for a grant at the McConnell Foundation Fund that's ran through the Community Foundation, and we were so excited that they funded our project for a new X-ray machine for our veterinary clinic.
Now, is this a portable type one, or is this a regular full, just it's right there?
This is a regular full-size X-ray machine. It's a crucial piece of equipment for us. Haven cares for anywhere from 200 to 400 animals at a given time, and in the past year that I've been with Haven, it's consistently been over that 300 animal mark.
Yeah.
And a big thing with animals that come in homeless is they can have respiratory issues. So beyond just the, when you think x-ray, you think broken bone, but the x-ray machine is critical for us to be able to x-ray and see an animal's lungs to know what's going on and how to treat them most effectively.
We'd be able to see heartworm with an x-ray, or does that come out? It probably just comes out of another type of test.
I'm not a veterinarian, so I'll throw that out right now.
Okay.
but I'm not sure on the heartworm on that question.
But for the lungs, you could see if they've got lung problems.
Yeah, we're able to see just respiratory infections and then how far it's progressed, just like you could for a human on an x-ray machine. But it's just a vital piece of equipment for us, and we're just so grateful. Our previous machine was made in the 80s. And it was starting to fail, and it was so old we weren't even able to get any replacement parts for it. So if something just monumental were to happen to it, we were without an x-ray machine, it would be just put us in a really terrible situation. So
shout out to the McConnell Foundation, man.
Absolutely.
Yeehaw.
Yes.
Yeehaw, McConnell Foundation.
Cheers to them and all the
Ring the bell.
Community.
Let's have a round of applause here. Do we have a round of applause?
I'm getting one.
Okay. Well, whenever you get it, just throw it in there, and we'll mention the McConnell Foundation again. Okay. Now, one of the big things you all do, of course, is vaccines.
Yep.
And you've changed the hours on this.
Yeah, so we're in our summer walk-in hours for the vaccine clinic. So just to kind of work with the weather, we've moved it from an afternoon clinic to the morning. So it's still every Wednesday, but it's from 8 to 10 a.m., and you just go ahead and queue outside of our veterinary hospital and then sign up to be seen. We're really proud to be able to offer this service to the community. We understand that veterinary care and the cost that goes into that for animal owners can be expensive, hard to access. So we really view it as a great way that we give back to the community by having this low-cost vaccine clinic accessible to people and available every week. So we're just really proud to be able to serve our community in that way.
Okay. Now, rabies-only vaccine clinic for dogs?
Yep, this is just an additional resource for those that need rabies vaccines that correlate with keeping your dog licensed. Keeping your dog licensed is really important because it's just one more way to help your dog get back to you if they are lost. So the new rabies vaccine clinics will be held the fourth Tuesday of each month from 2 to 4 p.m.
And no other vaccines, just rabies.
Yes, hey, woo, McConnell. Yeah, thank you, McConnell.
Okay.
Yep, just rabies and licensing, just to kind of keep that streamlined and easy for people that just need that. And again,
sure,
we every Wednesday for the full vaccine clinic.
Okay. Now, this is one of my favorite times of the month. Feral Fiesta, the last Thursday of every month, y'all will take and neuter 50 cats.
Yep, spay or neuter 50 cats in one single day.
Are they all feral?
So they all are. There's a different range of feral. Some people use feral. Some people use the term community cat. And some ferals.
We've got several community cats in our area here. One of whom just had, well, not just, because she looks like she's got a couple young ones, but they're not babies by any means. They're almost her size.
Yeah, juveniles. Or
yeah,
juveniles.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's got some teenagers with her.
Yeah, well, we definitely understand that there is an overpopulation of unowned cats that are feral, maybe just have, you know, that wildness not as easily to handle. Just going back to the range, some feral cats can be more friendly than others. So they all do come in and wire cat traps. That's also, it helps us be able to go ahead and perform the operations that we need to in the lead up for the spay or neuter really in an efficient way. If a cat's in a carrier, we have to take out each single cat, and it just creates a lot of logistics. So the cat traps help for the safety of the cat, the safety of our team, and then also just to make sure that we can do those 50 surgeries in one day with two veterinarians.
Well, I was in there one time. They were doing, they just rescued a bunch of dogs, you know, small dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an assembly line.
Yeah.
I mean, in a good sense.
Yeah.
You had somebody with them holding the dog, and as the dog had been operated on, went into this nice, warm, fluffy, big pillow with little blankies on them.
Yep.
And people watching them.
Yeah, the recovery bed.
Yeah, and it was just one vet then. And she was doing one, would turn around, go to the second one. Meanwhile, that one's gone, and the next one's coming in. Amazing.
Yeah, the work that the clinic does is absolutely incredible, and the need for spay and neuter is overwhelming, and so we are doing everything that we possibly can to serve the community. And unfortunately, the need is so great that we know we have a large list of people waiting for public spay and neuter, but we just continue to just do everything we possibly can to serve the community.
Now, that's Feral Fiesta.
Feral Fiesta, yes.
Monday through Thursday every week.
Yep, we've taken up to seven feral cats in daily, and it's just kind of a first-come, first-serve. Again, the cat does need to be in a humane cat trap. But, yep, so that's a daily program as well as the monthly Feral Fiesta.
Now, the cost of this is $45, but there are vouchers available.
Yep.
In Reading, I think it pays for most of it. I think the voucher does.
Yeah, you definitely will want to contact us directly to see what vouchers we have available at the current time, depending upon where you live. But, yeah, we offer vouchers to help offset the cost. So sometimes it's free, sometimes it's discounted, but it's never any more than $45.
Okay.
So, and if you are caring for any of these cats and these feral cats in the community, if you think about a $45 cost versus what you'll probably spend on cat food, it is over the investment to get that that cat spayed or neutered to kind of reduce that further population of from growing.
Well, that's the whole idea behind this, if I understand right.
Yep.
Is you've got community cats in your neighborhood. You get them fixed. Take them right back to where they are. They'll stay in the neighborhood, and they will also be guarding their own property there. And the fact is now they can't breed.
Yep, exactly.
And if you get to enough of them, the kitten population would start dropping, which we haven't gotten to that yet, though.
Yep, absolutely. And it's so important because we don't want these cats to suffer, and right now they are overpopulated, and so we just want to make sure that moving forward we don't add to the problem.
Yeah, because the results are starving cats, kittens that are dying, and all this out in the streets, and you don't want that.
No, we do not want that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the barbershop that I choose and have chosen for 17 years, because Cypress Square Barbershop, when I went in there, it just appealed to me. It's a barbershop. It's not like a hair salon. It didn't have everything in. I mean, it didn't have, you know, you don't see hair dryers. You don't see anything in there except chairs, four chairs, a bunch of great things on the wall, and a super haircut. And you can make an appointment. That's the way I do it. In fact, I'm going in there today. Call them at 530-244-9478. Set up an appointment, and you're just going to get a great haircut. Just founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, right there. And I can't say enough about it. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Haven Humane. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. Keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And I use Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's great. People down there are really cool. You get through there and you get the platinum deal. And it's not that expensive, but it... wax, and they, you know, they brush off everything. It's more than just driving through a car wash. They really take care of it. It's Quick and Clean. It's right down here on Market Street next to that Dutch Bros. So, in fact, The first person that calls, 530-605-4567, I'm going to give you a car wash coupon. That's right. Car wash coupon, 605-4567, and you can score. And it's good all the time. I don't know if it's got an expiration date on it, but you probably want to use it. Okay, I'm here with... Here we go. I just wanted to see how long it was going to take. I'm here with Annie Ransom, Director of Development over at Haven Humane. And Mark's out there engaged in Camp Love a Pet because it's his favorite time of the year. And this is where they take 8 dogs, 16 kids. They team up the kids with the dogs, and they just bond for a week. They teach them tricks and how to walk better and all those kind of things. So you've already had 3 adopted.
Yep, 3 adopted and 5 camp dogs are still looking for their forever homes.
Yeah. Now, as people know about Buford, we couldn't have picked a better dog. And when I'm up at the doggy park, I am surprised. Not surprised, really. How many dogs up there are from Haven Humane?
Yeah, that's awesome. We love seeing that. I love anytime I see a dog out in the community that I'm like, oh my gosh, you were adopted from Haven. It's so exciting. And to be able to say hi to the owner and just thank them for adopting.
I'm just amazed. You know, when you put your pictures out of the people adopting these, you know, the pets or their animals, and there's 16, 12, you know, I mean, there's always new groups of people that are taking. And you'll see dogs and you think, well, you know what? I'm glad that dog got adopted because, you know, he's not the cutie.
The underdog. You know what I mean? We always root for the underdog.
The underdog. He's the underdog. But there he is. He's got – and they're both like this. Ah, they're both smiling.
Big smiles
yeah,
everyone.
On the owner and the dog. And then the kittens and the cats. Everybody, little girls holding a cat or a kitten.
New best friend.
New best friends. Okay. And well, let's talk about that. Kitten nursery is full.
Yeah, so kitten season really hits just a big push in May through November, and so Haven is just always here to help with the kittens. We're super proud to have a kitten nursery. Only 1% of shelters in California actually have a kitten nursery, and it's incredibly important because if you don't have that nursery, you're not able to take in neonatal unweaned kittens.
Uh-huh.
So these are motherless kittens that have no way to feed themselves. They aren't able to eat regular food, so they have to be bottle fed every 3 hours. And that time commitment that it takes is why so few shelters are able to have a kitten nursery, because the time that goes into it is so demanding. The care is so intricate because these are just tiny little fragile lives. So we are so grateful to have a kitten nursery, but it is very full right now. When I was in there last week, we had 66 kittens that we were caring for. So that means 66 kittens with that every 3 hours bottle feeding.
How long does it take to feed a kitten?
It really depends on how willing the kitten is to kind of cooperate with the feeding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're always eager, but just like feeding a human child, it just kind of really varies. But I would say, actually, I've never bottle fed a kitten myself personally, but I would guess maybe
10 minutes,
15 minutes or so, as long as they'll latch on to the little plastic nipple with the kitten formula in it.
Okay.
But every 3 hours, and then that's in addition to a lot of kittens come in with respiratory infections, eye infections, things that require additional care. Because, again, these are just homeless kittens that are being brought into us. So, unfortunately, a lot of animals that come in need a little extra TLC.
We found one, our neighborhood a couple of years ago found a little kitten group, and they all got adopted out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
People took them in, and I think the mom showed up. So I think the mom's there, too. But all the kittens got adopted out.
Yeah, and that's, talking about the mom and finding the kittens, that's one of the important things. We tell people to not kidnap. If you see kittens the first and they seem like they're healthy, they're doing okay, the first thing you do is you want to leave them there and you want to monitor to see if the mom comes back. Because if they're unweaned, the burden of care when they come to a shelter and have to be bottle fed by humans is so much greater than allowing that mama cat to care for her kittens.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
People seeing fawns out there in the wild. Oh, look, he's been abandoned. No, mom has put that fawn there, and we'll be back.
Yeah, and it's perfectly okay to just keep an eye out, monitor closely. If they are sick or injured, and you can tell that clearly, absolutely call animal regulations so we can help. But don't kidnap if there's a chance the mom might come back. Because the nursery is incredibly full. We're still taking in all those we can as we call it graduation, as the kittens graduate from the nursery and they go up to the adoption center. But there's so many ways to help the kit nursery. We have a wish list on Amazon that you can access to from our website where you can send us kitten formula, which is one of our biggest needs, the bottles for bottle feeding. We just did a great fundraiser for heating pads, so we are set there for the moment. But all of our needs are on our wish list, and then you also can just donate through a link on our Facebook page or a link on our website specifically to support the kitten nursery. It's kind of incredible. The cost of formula alone is $4,700 a year just for the formula to keep those kittens healthy and well-fed until they can graduate and be adopted.
Wow.
Yep.
So if 100 people gave 47 bucks,
it would make a huge difference. Yeah, that would get us set for the year. So
okay.
We have a very giving community. We've already had some folks send formula and donate from our ask we did this last week. So we're super grateful. But if anybody wants to help kittens, we would just appreciate the support.
Mm-hmm.
You can also volunteer to foster, which really helps. It takes a little bit of specialized training to do the bottle feeding fosters, but we can set you up with fosters of older kittens that are just waiting to be a healthy weight to be spayed or neutered, so you can care for those to free up a little bit of space. We do ensure that every animal that's adopted from Haven, cats or dogs, are spayed or neutered, current on their vaccines, microchipped. So we do have to make sure the kittens get to an age where we can do all that good work before we hand them off to their forever home.
Okay. Wow. A lot of stuff going on here.
Oh, always at Haven. It's never a dull day.
Adoptions.
Yep, that's the heartbeat of our mission. It's what we do. We're super proud to have been able to get 2,061 animals adopted just through Haven last year. We know that makes a big impact, but we still need the help. Our adoption numbers have been a little bit down this year, so anything that the community can do to help us promote that adoption awareness.
Well, you know, the thing is there's only, 92,000 people total in Reading.
Yeah, we serve Reading and Anderson, so we operate around that 100,000 mark.
Okay, so around
100,000.
And when you're, when I see a dog come in here on Fridays, I'm looking at it, and Linda, slaps me. She says, one dog. I said, what about a cat? No. It's just not going to. But, I mean, there's a finite number of adopters out there. However, there's several thousand of you out there that fall into that group of would-be adopters. You just have to come down.
Yeah, absolutely. And we believe that Shasta County and Reading is a great place to live. And so we think that people are going to keep moving to this area, which is potential new adopters that don't know about us. So it's just super important that you just share with your friends, with your family, that Haven Humane is just a great place to adopt a great pet.
It is, and you get it. It's been they had the vet look at it. It's got its shots. It's been neutered, one way or the other, neutered or sprayed, and they've been observing it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Every dog gets tested by our behavioralists before they're available for adoption, just to make sure that they have a good disposition for being adopted. But just back, we kind of touched on it earlier, but. With access to veterinary care being expensive, being just hard for people to get appointments sometimes,
mm-hmm.
when you adopt through Haven, not having to worry about spaying or neutering your animal is going to take a huge burden off of you. I've heard ranges from $300 to $600 right now for spay and neuter at private vet clinics. So when you adopt through Haven, you really are just kind of all set. You have a dog that has been behavioral tested, is spayed or neutered. It's microchipped, so if it gets lost, it will find its way home to you. It's current on its vaccines, and then, again, healthy from as far as we can tell. So
as far as you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. No. All efforts made to ensure healthy, adoptable, awesome pets go home from Haven.
Okay. Now, there's other ways you can help Haven Humane, and one of them is by becoming just a monthly donor.
Yeah, that is absolutely huge for us. Monthly giving programs really allow nonprofits to have some stability that allows us just to pre-plan and just continue doing our good work. So even if it's just a $5 a month donation, it makes a huge impact for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always an option to sign up. It's just havenhumane.org and ways to give. But all donors matter, and donations can be just a wide range of things. You could give kitten formula. You could give used towels or unstuffed blankets. Those are always a huge help for the shelter. Or you could give your time by volunteering. There's always a way to get involved. And for those donors that really want to make sure that they are able to legacy give, just always keep Haven in mind. A gift in your will or estate to help animals will just ensure that your care for animals can continue for generations to come. So that is just always a wonderful way to give back.
You have a car, truck, motorcycle, anything's got wheels.
Yes, yeah.
If you donate that to, if you got an old one, it's not working, or maybe it is working, but barely, and you say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to be able to sell this, I'll just get rid of it. Haven, through Haven, you can have that car picked up, and if you don't have the registration, they'll help you with that, if I understand this correctly, and they will take this vehicle off your property.
Yeah, this is all done through our partners at Cars, Inc., and they're just really wonderful to work with. So, yeah, it's any vehicle, truck, motorcycle, RV, boat as well. And it's just super easy. You call 855-500-7433 or, again, visit our website at havenhumane.org, ways to give, and you'll see the Cars program. They are so great to work with. They're so fast for the pickups, and you're released of all liability as soon as the vehicle rolls away. So it's a really great way if you have a car that's been sitting around kind of bugging your visual. We can get it out of your way, and you'll do some good for the
animals. And you get a tax. It's tax deductible.
Yep.
They'll give you a receipt for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Annie Ransom, Director of Development at Haven Humane.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty's on his
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and about tomorrow. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget joins us. But today I've got Annie Ransom, who is the Director of Development out of Haven Humane at Camp Love a Pet's going on. And when that goes, Mark Story sleeps out there with the dogs. And this is his favorite time of the year.
It's his favorite time of the year.
Kids coming in, having a great time, dogs having a great time. And then you've already had three. We had three of the eight dogs already adopted.
Yep.
And the kids can't adopt them. Is that correct? Or is that
changed? The kids' parents can adopt the dogs, but we encourage the kids to really market the dogs to their circle. We definitely don't want the camp to be something where parents feel like if their kid signs up that they're going to be, you know, talked into taking a dog home.
Oh.
So it's not always the outcome. But last year we did have Lego, who is a camp dog. That family ended up, I think, 4 or 5 weeks after camp. They just couldn't stop thinking about Lego, and so they came on back and they adopted him. So it is possible, but it takes the whole community. But yeah, still 5 dogs available, including Dwayne, who is this adorable 8-month-old pit bull mix. He's just so cute, this little puppy. So if you want a young dog, we have Dwayne as well, still available as a camp dog.
Would you have many puppies down there?
We do still have puppies. Yeah, puppies seem like it's a year-round thing. So if you want a young dog, if you want a puppy, please seek out Haven first, because we always love to see puppies get out of the shelter as soon as possible, because we just know that a home is always the best place for a dog, and especially those young dogs who just need to be taught, you know, taught the ropes. So always think of Haven for puppies and check us out.
We know you have dogs and cats. What are the little animals do you have out there right now?
So right now, we had a bunny for us.
Did you have the pigs?
No, the pigs got adopted, which was great. So right now we had a little bunny. That was the only kind of, other type animal outside a cat or dog, but we really get it all. I've been there a year. I've seen snakes, horses, pigs, goats, rabbits, turtles. So yeah, you can always think of us too for kind of those niche things. And we try and post pictures and share. Especially when it comes to the pigs and the goats and the things, because we have great facilities for them, but we always like to see them get into, you know, a bigger space, into a home.
I had a pet turtle when I was a young child. In the backyard type of turtle.
Okay.
Where it was, it was a box turtle. Everybody has those little ones, you know, that last like a week, but this one was in the backyard. And, one day he just disappeared. And I'm thinking now, as I learn more about him, that it's because it's getting cold. He may have just burrowed into someplace. And he's still there, you know, 70 years later. he could still be.
I'm not a turtle expert, but I do know a lot of them live a long time.
They live a long time. Hey, all the dogs and cats, not cats, but all the dogs that leave Haven Humane are microchipped.
Yep, absolutely. I am the biggest fan of microchipping because it allows lost pets to get home.
And your animal control people, when they pick up a dog out there, they will wand it with your chip finder or reader.
Yep, absolutely.
And they may bring it home before you even know it's gone.
Yeah, and that's kind of our best case scenario, is if an animal can get picked up as just being homeless on the streets, kind of in danger maybe of being hit by a car. Yeah. We microchip it. They're microchipped, and we're able just to call the owner and just drive that pet home and get it returned. Microchipping is just so huge for animals and just being a responsible pet owner.
You have a pretty strong foster program there, too.
We do, yeah. We've been trying to build it even more, just because overcrowding of shelters across the United States has just been a hardship for the past couple of years. So we've really been trying to build up what we call kind of our Foster Fridays, where we send out messaging consistently asking for foster parents. Right now, Haven is incredibly full, so we are looking for foster parents for dogs and for cats. To start the process, you just go to our website, and then you fill out a quick foster application, and then our foster coordinator will reach out to you directly just to kind of see what's the right fit for you, what you're looking for. And just like adoption, we'll try and pair you with an animal that fits your lifestyle and fits your need. But anyone can be a great foster parent if you have a heart for animals.
And how long does this fostering last?
So fostering, for kittens, you generally foster the kittens until they're old enough to be spayed or neutered. For dogs, we try and keep dogs in the house until they get adopted. So we have a great partnership with PetSmart, and we do, we have an adoption outreach center there. So we do ask that foster dogs be brought to PetSmart regularly so that they can be seen and viewed
and
adopted.
So the people that are fostering it, take it there.
Yep.
Take the animal there.
Yep, take it. Okay. You don't have to stay the whole time. We have volunteers and staff there. So you take the dog, drop it off, go about your day, and then just pick it up. But nope, fostering is huge. And I did want to go back to microchips because 4th of July is coming up so fast. I cannot believe it.
Let's talk about that because that's a day you find lots of dogs.
Yeah, so 4th of July is just one of the biggest days of the year for pets getting out. Fireworks are scary. So we always encourage people keep your pets inside during the fireworks. Give them a nice, quiet space. But microchipping is so important in case they get out. So we are so committed to microchipping. We're running a special next week. So it's Monday through Thursday, June 30th through July 3rd. Microchips are just $15. No appointment needed. You just walk into our receiving building from 8 to 5, and we just go ahead and get the microchip done. It usually takes less than 20 minutes to get you in and get you out, but only $15. It's a chip that your animal will have for life, so no matter if you will always be able to get them returned home. Because that scanning of microchips happens at veterinary offices. It's just a very common practice across shelters, veterinary medicine, that we do always scan animals that are presumed homeless to see if they are owned.
Well, here's the thing is your dog, which seems a very calm dog, on July 4th, with explosions with the 4th of July celebrations, people shooting off stuff. Dogs that usually stay in their backyard, you find that they can climb an 8-foot fence.
Oh, yeah. Turns out fear-based decisions for humans or people, we can do a crazy thing. So it's way easier for your dog to get out just because that fear, that adrenaline. And we just don't want that. So microchipping is a great way to just ensure if they do get out that we can help return them home. But please keep your fur babies inside. Give them a nice, quiet, safe space. And especially if you don't know how they'll react to fireworks. And remember, we can hear a little bit of the Anderson explodes fireworks, as well as we're so lucky to have a cool display right in the heart of our city. But, man, it's quite loud for the Reading fireworks. We do an impressive show.
Yes, we do. And, you know, the thing is if you have a crate, that might be the evening you put the dog in the crate.
Yeah, if your dog's already crate trained, then that can be a great solution because usually that's just their safe, happy place anyway. So.
Yeah, Buford just lays on his back. Kind of looks
chill.
At him. Looks
the
at
dude. Him. Buford, yeah. The dude.
Dude. And I go, hey, look at those fireworks. Dude. Okay. All right. Well, hey, Annie, thanks a lot for being here with us today. And I know we'll have pictures of Camp Love a Pet on Facebook. And people, if you want to get involved in volunteering.
Yeah, volunteering, havenhumane.org, quick volunteer application, and we have all, you can help in our clinic, you can do volunteer dog walking, cat socialization, you can volunteer to be part of Camp Love a Pet as a counselor if you get invested in the program. So tons of volunteer opportunities at Haven.
Okay, great. Okay, today, high near 97, tomorrow, same thing. And into Thursday. It isn't until Friday that we hit the 100-degree mark, and then over the next few days after that, it's going to be even hotter, 103, 104. So summer, I think, is quickly getting here, which is important. The other part is when you're walking your dog on the ground, put your hand down on the asphalt, and if it burns you, it's going to burn them.
Yep, absolutely. You can't be too careful with the dogs in the Reading heat. Don't leave them in cars. Watch out for hot sidewalks. Watch out for the Sundial Bridge. It gets very hot.
Oh, yeah.
Just be super, super careful. And doing that hand test is so important because if it burns you, we certainly don't want a pause on it.
There you go. Okay, join us tomorrow. We will have Stephanie Bridget, district attorney. May have another guest. Haven't figured it out yet. So, have a great day. Remember how hot it is out there. Take care of yourself, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.